How many know he's so worthy? I love Jesus. I really love him. The spirit of worship is a very unusual thing because if you're selfish, you can't worship God. And on top of that, a worshiper doesn't have to always come into the presence of the Lord asking him for anything. Because a worshiper knows in whom they believe. The Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So it doesn't matter if I have a problem. The one that I'm worshiping is a problem solver. I'm just looking for my worshipers. That's why I'm talking. A worshiper recognizes this, is that I've gone to the next level of faith that says, if God doesn't work it out the way I thought he should have, I know he's got a better way, because he said, I will do exceedingly. Oh, you didn't hear that. Apparently the way you asked him to do it was too low, because he said, when I finally do it for you, I'm going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. And what is that power? It's the power to worship him. It's the power to worship him when you can't trace him. When you don't know what he's doing, you still count him to be worthy. Somebody just lift your hands up. Come on, Dr. Pena.